I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate August 4th. Many of us have our own muse, someone who's inspired us in a profound way. Such people can be seen as the descendants of the original muses, goddesses who inspired great accomplishments in music, dance, poetry, and astronomy. The muses were the daughters of Zeus, the king of the gods of Olympus, and Mnemosyne, the goddess of memory. And they were the great-granddaughters of Uranus, one of the Titans, the gods who came before the Olympians. The muse of astronomy was Urania, a name that means heavenly. She inspired people to look at the stars, to draw maps of them, and to create stories about them. She was also said to be able to see the future by reading the stars. In classical artworks, Urania often is shown looking skyward and wearing a cloak that's covered in stars. In some pieces, she also has a halo of stars. Because the stars were important for navigation and mapping in the ancient world, her symbols were a globe and a compass. In the 16th century, Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe named his observatory Uraniborg in her honor. A half dozen other European observatories have also borne her name, and she's in the official seals of the U.S. Naval Observatory and the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. So the mythical muse who inspired people to watch the sky in ancient Greece is still an inspiration today. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.